Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Now that many investor portfolios have been cut to ribbons, the phones are ringing with investors asking questions. Should I buy stocks now, or should I sell stocks or continue to hold them? Which questions they ask usually depends on if they practiced prudent principal protection or just sat there and did nothing as markets fell. This means, did the investor have protective stops in place, which are predetermined sell points, and sold positions as the markets fell, or instead followed the buy and hold for the long-term crowd, possibly leading them down the rat hole of devastating losses? I am of the opinion that most people do practice sound money management when playing a slot machine. At a certain point, they pick up their chips and walk away. In my humble opinion, investors should practice a similar strategy with their investments. After all, your lifetime savings are much more important than the few hundred dollars you might forfeit at a one-armed bandit. That being said, I'm always surprised at the number of advisors and investors who do not practice nor even consider having predetermined sell points to protect their clients or their funds. Most professional traders I know use stop-loss strategies to protect against devastating losses. To verify that, just tune into CNBC sometime. You'll eventually hear the big traders there discuss protection of principal as tantamount to their successful trading. Why many professional advisors may not use stop-loss strategies is kind of a mystery to me. They stick to the old adage, hold for the long term, and just ride a market down to wherever it might end up, and where it might end up might not be a very nice, warm, and fuzzy place. Instead, it could be a place where one loses sleep, his sanity, his or her spouse, as financial pressures mount, along with a good portion of their life savings. I can hear the familiar chant of "the market always comes back" from the peanut gallery right about now, and I doubt this time around, in 2022 at least, those words were providing much comfort to those that have lost a good portion of their retirement accounts in 2022. This is 2023, and the markets look maybe a little bit better, but not much in my opinion. Although market crashes of this magnitude are rare, it seems in the last two decades we have seen four really bad crashes: 2001, 2008, 2020, which was the COVID sell-off, and now this one. It seems that buying a bunch of stocks and blindly riding the market wherever it goes is not much of a strategy, and certainly not one that most professional traders use. My opinion again, of course. Consider this: if buying and holding forever in a day is your long-term strategy, why not consider sitting on one of the myriad of index funds available on the public market and fire your advisor? You'll also avoid the fees that way. Not that I recommend not using advisors, after all, I'm in the business, but if you're just going to stick it out through thick or thin market crashes and never sell, then the question becomes, why have the advisor? And if you fire one, what index does one buy if you tell your advisor to pack it up and go home? I can't answer that here for obvious reasons, but there are plenty of resources out there to guide you through the process. In my opinion, one of the best reasons to use an advisor is for providing some sort of principal protection. That means having a plan for exiting or at least reducing market exposure in downturns. Although in recent decades, investors and many younger advisors thought they had seen the pattern that markets always come back, this time around, the crash of 2022 and maybe starting in 2023 has taught them a valuable lesson. Markets always come back until they don't. And if they do always come back, the damage from a prolonged market hammering can be severe and costly. And had one sold at least some stocks on the way down, there would be lots of cash to pick up some stocks at better prices later on. This newscast is probably not going to make me a lot of new advisor friends, but seeing as I am in the business and as all advisors are supposed to be fiduciaries, which means they have the investor's best interest at heart over their own, I just kind of had to put it out there, right? That does it for today's Money Matters. Views expressed are my opinion only, of course. They do not represent the opinion of any registered investment advisor, bank, brokerage firm, or this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. It is not meant as investment advice or solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. I hold California insurance license OL 34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. My name is Mark Cuniverti.